HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
Hello, this is the first TechCetra of 2023 and we're already doing it when we are, 2 weeks into 2023? That's of course my fault. I was unwell, or at least that's what I'm telling you. Anyway, Happy New Year to everybody. In the first episode of 2023, we're going to talk about a lot of the things that we have talked about in 2022 as well. We'll start with Google. Why? Because Google is going after the CCI. Well, that's not the right way to put it exactly. The CCI put a fine on Google back in 2022 for how it operates the Play Store, and CCI said it's sort of abusing its dominant position in India. Now, Google has filed a case in the Supreme Court challenging that particular judgment. And in a submission to the Supreme Court, Google has said that if it has to comply with the CCI's order, it'll stall the growth of Android in India. And we have sort of examined this in brief in the past, but we're going to do it in a little more detail this time. So, we'll of course start with what exactly did the order say. And in case you did not know, the CCI is the Competition Commission of India, which regulates antitrust cases in the country. It looks at various markets and tries to make sure that there is no monopolistic behavior, there is no abuse of a dominant company, and so on. And Google, Apple, etc., of course, sort of exemplify the definition of dominant companies. Now, what the CCI has said in its order, which came back in October 22, is that Google is abusing its dominant position, and it fined Google 1337.76 crore rupees for the same. In that order, the CCI said that Google has this agreement called MADA, or the Mobile Application Distribution Agreement, which it signs with handset makers. And some of the terms in that agreement are such that it creates significant entry barriers for competitors. Now, this is not something Google has been accused of just in India. It has happened in many other places. But we'll get to that. In the CCI order, and I'm quoting directly from the order now, the CCI has said that the agreement assures that the most prominent search entry points, like Google Search App, Widget, Chrome Browser, are pre-installed on Android devices. Now, the CCI, in this order, asked Google to decouple the pre-installation of its own apps from this license, and it also said that third-party stores have to be allowed on Android. Google already does allow third-party stores on Android, but they have to be sideloaded. For those who don't know, again, sideloading means when you do not download something from the Play Store. You download it yourself as an APK, and then you install it again by yourself. And when you do that, Android phones usually tell you that you should not install anything from third-party sources, and a lot of people are deterred from doing so because of such a message, which is something many developers have had a problem with. Anyway, now let's come to what Google has said. As I said before, Google has of course said that Android will stall in India. But in the submission, it also said that in order to comply with the order, Google will have to modify license agreements and alter existing arrangements that it has with over 1,100 device manufacturers and thousands of app developers. This was reported by Reuters. Why are there so many manufacturers? Because the MADA license doesn't just apply to phones. There's actually MADA licenses for Android TVs as well. There's MADA licenses for wearables as well. And it seems like what Google is saying is that if it changes one, then it has to change all of the others. Having said that, Google also has over 95% of market share in India's smartphone market, which means that it might be a little difficult for the company to argue that this doesn't hurt others. Google has also claimed that the CCI's order is quote-unquote far-reaching, and the changes that the CCI is asking have not been asked for by any other regulator, which again, it could be questioned by a lot of people. At this point, in fact, it's perhaps important to mention that the same concerns that the CCI has had have been flagged by other regulators as well. In South Korea, companies like Google and Apple have been called up for antitrust cases. The same has happened in the EU as well, and so on. In fact, The European Digital Markets Act, which was announced last year, requires big gatekeepers like Google and Apple to ensure an open playground is established. The DMA is so powerful, in fact, that Bloomberg reported last month that Apple is even planning to allow alternative app stores to be installed through its main app store. And that is a big, big deal because, like I said, Google still allows third-party app stores to be sideloaded, but Apple has never ever allowed anything other than the app store to be used for downloading apps. And Apple has again and again fought over this and said that allowing any other app store will affect security on iPhones. But if the Bloomberg report is to be believed, it seems Apple might be considering this as well. But the MADA license is about much more than just the Play Store. And in a lot of ways, the MADA license does actually help Android as well. So when Google says that something like MADA is required, it's not completely wrong. Yes, the MADA license does impose restrictions on device maker, but what it does is it brings consistency across the Android ecosystem. What you need to understand here is, unlike, say, the Apple ecosystem, Android has many more players. There are so many players that make devices. In those devices, there are even more companies that provide the components. Then there are the app developers and all of those people. So the MADA license, in a way, helps bring consistency in that. How does it do that? By imposing certain restrictions, by providing certain APIs which others can use so that everybody doesn't have to develop the same thing over and over again, and so on. It also allows deep integration of apps to Google services like Google Pay, Google Maps, and of course the Play Store itself. In fact, since 2019, the MADA license is what allows Google to deliver security updates to your phone directly without waiting for an OEM. Before that, Google used to have to wait for your phone maker to deliver an overall update in order to send a security update to you. This is also why in today's phones, you will often see that the Android update may be promised for 2 years, but security updates are often promised for a little longer. And it doesn't end there either. Think of APIs, which are essentially shortcuts for app developers to make various functionalities. So if you ever open the Hotstar app on an Android phone and you have an Android TV nearby, you'll see that you can just cast content from the Hotstar app to your TV over Wi-Fi. This is something that device makers get through the MADA license, because Google Cast is built into every Android device through this license. At this point, let me clarify that the MADA license, the MADA thing, is actually an agreement. MADA comes with what is called Google Mobile Services, and the license that companies get is for the Google Mobile Services, which includes all of these APIs. It includes Google Maps, Google Pay, Google Play. In fact, for a while during COVID, even Google's contact tracing tool, which was built specifically for COVID, was part of the GMS license. What would happen if you did not have the GMS license? You essentially will have to build separate apps and separate services for all of the things that Google offers you. And in a lot of ways, that will not work, and we'll get to that as well. One of the biggest things you get from GMS, which in many cases people don't even realize, like you may be saying that I don't need Google Maps, I can use something else, I don't need the Play Store, I'll download from, I don't know, maybe a Indus App Bazaar or Samsung's My Galaxy Store or something. Yes, you could do that. But imagine something as simple as setting up an Android phone. The moment you set up an Android phone and you put your Google account onto that phone, all your contacts are synced with the phone. This is something that is also enabled by the GMS license. And you wouldn't be able to do something like this if the GMS license did not exist. So yes, GMS licenses are very important for Android phones today. In fact, when right around 2020, 2019, when Huawei lost its access to Android, this is exactly what Huawei lost. It lost the access to GMS. And as a result, Huawei had to give up the Play Store and all of that. And while Huawei does sell phones today, what it uses is the Android Open Source Project, which is the actual open source part of Android. GMS is the closed source part of Android. Nobody gets to access GMS. And that's what brings us to how MADA creates entry barriers. In order to get access to GMS, device makers have to go through certain limitations. In fact, if you ever go through the entire do's and don'ts of the GMS license, you'll see that there are just a lot of limitations. It tells device makers what can access the Google Assistant, what cannot access the Google Assistant. It tells device makers things like, okay, you have to log things like, okay, Google, you have to create certain data points. It also tells developers that Google apps cannot be uninstalled from Android phones, one of the things that the CCI has pointed out. It also tells developers that you cannot install a third-party app store unless it is whitelisted by Google. And not all app stores are, of course, whitelisted by Google. This is something that competitors have often brought up, is that I can make an app store, but if Google does not whitelist me, I will never be able to get onto a phone. They have done that in the past, though. For example, India's own IndusOS, which runs the Indus App Bazaar, has a partnership with Samsung. And that is how you get the My Galaxy store. So the My Galaxy store on Samsung's phone is actually powered by IndusOS. But that doesn't apply to everybody. For example, MapMyIndia, which is a competitor to Google Maps, could always argue that as long as Google is the primary source of mapping on Android phones and it cannot be uninstalled and all apps keep calling Google Maps, it will never be able to compete with that product. And that, a lot of critics have said that it is a valid argument. In fact, in a statement quite recently, Rakesh Deshmukh, who's the co-founder and CEO of IndusOS, said exactly this. He said that the argument that Google is making is contradictory. Why? Because he argues that competition breeds innovation. And this is actually something that has been a very old thing in tech, that more the competition, more innovation that will happen. Not just in tech, it's true for any market. So I'll just read Rakesh's statement very clearly here. Google itself has pointed out that the prices of smartphone devices have dropped drastically over the last 5 years. This has been made possible only due to innovations in the field of mobile hardware. The CCI ruling against Google very clearly encourages software innovation, which will only help bring down the prices of smartphone devices, thus ensuring even further digital penetration as opposed to stalling the growth of Android ecosystem by pushing up the device price point. And that's pretty much where this entire case rests at the moment. Google is arguing what it is arguing from a half of a Google is arguing what it is arguing from the fact that this is how the Android ecosystem has run for 14 or 15 years. And yes, the MADA agreement and many other licenses that Google has does in a way provide consistency to the ecosystem, and Google does provide a lot to the Android ecosystem as well. But the way things are going at the moment, all over the world, not just in India, it does not seem like companies like Google will be able to continue with the licenses that they have at the moment. There needs to be some change in the market. And that's something that a lot of critics do agree on as well. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.